Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:14-17. The Old Testament, or covenant, was given to Moses as an agreement between God and the nation of Israel, whom he had delivered from the bondage of Egypt. If they obeyed this law, God would bless them. If they disobeyed this law, God would curse them. In these verses written by the Apostle Paul, the law is seen as a veil that has been removed in Christ. In the earlier verses, Paul has referred to the law as a ministration of death and a ministration of condemnation, 2 Corinthians 3:7-9. But now this old covenant has been removed in Christ. The covenant of Christ, which was sealed by his death and resurrection, would be a law that giveth life, 2 Corinthians 3:6. The new covenant of Jesus Christ would provide union with God's Holy Spirit, which would provide liberty. The old covenant was seen as a law of bondage and death. The new covenant of Jesus Christ was seen as a law of liberty and life. A perpetual sacrifice for sin would be made by Christ. Jesus would become the intercessor between humanity and God. The covenant of Jesus Christ would allow all of humanity to know God through Christ. The word given to the churches of Galatia was, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." Galatians 5:1. Jesus abolished the old law when he died on the cross and was raised from the dead that he might bring us to God. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Ephesians 2:15-18. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.